Blog Talk Radio.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to fill that quota. And the way things are, I'll bet they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planners down in Santa's all say no, no, no. The politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined a great big $50 bill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. Like a percolator, her perfume was made right on the grill. Why, they could percolate the ocean in Brazil. And when their ham and eggs need savor, coffee ketchup gives them flavor. Coffee pickles way outsell the dill. Why, they put coffee in the coffee in Brazil. No tea, no tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice. The planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. So you'll add to the local color, serving coffee with a cruller. Dunkin' doesn't take a lot of skill. They've got an awful lot of coffee, an awful lot of coffee. Man, they got a gang of coffee in Brazil.
Hey, welcome everybody. This is Jorianne, the Coffee Psychic, right here at your Psychic Connection to Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And a special prayer and thank you to all of our veterans. Today is Veterans Day, and this is, as they say, this is celebrated every November 11th, honoring everybody who has served in the U.S. military. So it's definitely a federal holiday. So we just want to say thank you to all of our people that have been there, that have served, my father, my other family members, my grandson. So thank you to all those, and thank you to every single person out there. Thank you, everyone, both men and women alike. You know what, and I do have a little story regarding the military and some spiritual work I've done. I don't know if you guys know what spirit rescue work is called, or spirit rescue work is, but it's the art of many light workers who will go on the other side of the spiritual realms and help rescue lost souls. So sometimes some people will get confused when they die, let's say if there's an explosion or just sort of some confusion, and they don't cross over immediately into the higher realms. So many people like myself will go into a state of meditation and prayer and will ask if anyone's ready to cross over. And if you guys have seen stories like What Dreams May Come with Robin Williams when his wife committed suicide, many of the people can be lost in a mental fog. And he had to go to the other side to get her to help wake her up so they could cross over to the light together. So I had one time where, this was years and years and years ago, where I was asking if anyone wanted to cross over, and I heard this person say, yes, I do. And I'm like, okay, great, what's your name? I believe he said his name was Bill. And I said, okay. I'm like, well, where are you at? And he goes, I'm in the water. And I'm like, all right, well, that's interesting. And I said, are you ready to cross over? And he goes, well, yes, but I'm not going to cross over without my friends. And I was like, okay, well, how many of there are you? And he said, there are three of us. And, you know, when you're doing this work, you're asking these questions to these people that have died. And it turns out that they had been drinking on a boat, and the boat capsized, and they had drowned. Now, I also learned from talking with this gentleman, this person that had died, that he had his wife, and she, I believe she had already died of cancer, so he was very upset, so now he's sitting here drinking. Boat capsizes, both him and his friends die. So as I'm getting ready to help cross them over, I've never seen this before, you guys. I swear to God, it was simply amazing to me. As I'm getting ready to cross these men over, and I still have goosebumps when I think about it, my legs are getting full of chills, I suddenly saw these three men in their full-dress military outfits, and suddenly, instead of just crossing them into the light, when you're actually doing this work, you're actually seeing them crossing over into the light and also welcoming people that knew them when they were alive, so it helps them cross over. Oh, my God. The whole area suddenly were, it's a whole military funeral that was going on. There were flags that were draped all over the place, the rifles. It was astounding. And just the fact that I, you know, maybe they found their bodies here. Maybe they had the full military funerals. I don't know. But all I know is that when I was crossing them over, that's everything that showed up. So these men that had died were veterans. And, again, I just want to, you never know what you're going to find when you're doing this spiritual work with people that have crossed over and stuff. But I certainly want to thank all of the veterans, those that are still alive and those that have crossed over. So thank you, everyone. All right, so now I can see there's a lot of people online. You guys know that when you call in, I'd like you to just tell me your first name, where you're calling from, and ask one question. And this way I'll be able to get to the answers hopefully pretty quickly. Of course, this is not a full reading, but if you ask a question, I'll be able to give you an answer pretty quickly, I'm pretty sure. So let's see who we have first online here.
Hi, Jorianne.
Hello, caller. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, Jorianne. This is Tamika. I'm calling from Long Island, New York.
Hey, Tamika. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks. I just have a question. So I wanted to know, I left the job that I had asked you about, and I have a job offer from a dermatology office that wants me to start Monday, but I also have a possibility of receiving payments from the job I just left, and I was thinking if I get awarded these payments for being let go, it might be a chance for me to go into some kind of training to start something different as far as jobs go. But I don't know yet if I'm going to get awarded. I don't know yet if I'm going to be getting awarded these payments, and if I start a job, it'll mess it up. So I'm wondering if you think I should start this dermatology job, if you think if you see good things with it, or should I just wait if I will get these payments, if I will get awarded these payments from the job I just left?
Well, honestly, the first thing that I really did here, Tamika, was don't take the job. That's what I heard. And I always tell people, check out with a couple of different psychics. If we're all saying the same thing, then, you know. But first and foremost, it's got to be your decision. Okay? The future is always subject to change by choice. So there can be some things that change. But the very first thing I heard was don't take that job.
Mm.
How soon will they know if you get the money?
I put in a case with New York State Department of Labor in October, like mid-October, October 17th. And they said that the case is still pending, like as far as like whether or not I'm going to get awarded payments, because I was let go. So I am eligible,
yeah.
But I don't know when or if I will be getting it, you know. Because I think you'll know
probably sooner than December or November, excuse me, December, January. But even if you didn't take this other job, I still think you're going to get another job that's just as great.
Okay.
So I would say sleep on it. You know, ask, you know, when you're going to sleep, should I take this job and see what comes up in a dream, honey?
I would really just rather just wait and get the payments and start over and do something else rather than just go into these medical jobs, which I don't want to be in the medical field anyway. I was just tempted to take the different jobs.
That's what I'm thinking, honestly.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like to me. I heard don't take it, and I have to trust what I'm hearing.
Yeah. So you think like December?
It sounds like that's what you want to do anyway.
I know. Right? So you
yep.
think like December? You think like December I'll get awarded the payment?
Well, I'm thinking December or January. But there's nothing wrong with you calling up and asking.
Right. Okay.
All right. Good luck.
Yep.
Good luck, Mika. Bye, honey.
Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, beautiful. I know sometimes that's a hard thing to do. You know, when people are in certain positions, and then truly, I know what it is when you're calling in for a psychic and asking, should I do this or should I do that? I've been using my psychic tarot cards for a long time, asking questions. I also have a dowsing rod that I use, and I also have a pendulum that I use. So when I'm looking for a question, if I don't hear it psychically right away, I'll consult with my spirit guides and angels. You know, I put a picture up on Facebook with the spirit guides and angels. How amazing to be able to develop a relationship with the invisible forces that are on the other side helping us. I mean, that's what they're there for. And for you to be able to have them say, hey, don't do that, or for them to say, buy 2 gallons of milk, and you're going like, no, I just bought 2 gallons of milk yesterday. And then they kind of insistently, you know, give you these thought forms about, no, buy the 2 gallons of milk. And then you do because you've learned to trust them, and then you go home and find out that the neighbor came and took 1 gallon of milk, and then the refrigerator bar broke, and the other gallon of milk went smashing to the floor. So you really needed that. It's really learning how to develop a relationship with your dead friends, guys. That's what it really is. Okay, so hello, caller. Hello, who is this, and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Connor from Chicago.
Yes, sir, and your name?
My name is Brian.
Brian, thank you, Brian. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, mine is my current job right now. I'm an assistant principal, but I'm not really liking it because it's very difficult for me to establish myself as a leader. It's been getting some resistance lately. And I just want to know, what do you see coming in my career?
Honestly, you should not leave that job, Brian. As soon as you started speaking, sir, I just heard, do not leave that job. Do not leave that job. You're in the city. Have you heard met the mayor?
I have not met the mayor of Chicago.
You have not? I think you're going to. I can see you meeting. I think it's Mayor Lightfoot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you're going to be meeting her, and your how can I say it? Your luck with being respected is going to be changing. You may be switching schools. I think you're going to be working in the school system still for yet some time. But there are other things, Brian, that you're going to be getting your feet wet in, sir, and you're going to do very well for yourself. You're just that kind of guy. I mean, things are going to go forward for you very nicely. So
okay.
I would have you heard the book, The Secret?
No.
I would get that book. It helps you bring things into manifestation in your life. And if you start doing things like visualizing everybody around you, thinking you're a great principal or, you know, everybody loving you at work, things like that, that actually starts to come into your reality. And if you also likewise keep asking God to put you in the right job and ask God to put you where you're supposed to be, you're also going to find yourself in that position as well.
Okay.
Okay, I would trust that. I know you're a spiritual man. I see the Archangel
mm-hmm.
Michael around you also. Okay? So all I would keep sending prayers out. You're going to have a lot of good success, sir. Just hang in there, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Good night now. You know, sometimes it's really, when you're up against something, sometimes it's really hard to find some faith or to take some answers that might sound like they're very far-fetched. I had a woman call me today, and I told her a couple of weeks ago that she was going to be in Montana. And she goes, well, that's the furthest thing from my mind. And, of course, she called up today from Montana. Unexpectedly, her work sent her there. So, you know, this work is also based on energy. And psychics, when they feel things out or when they're doing the cards or the rune stones or whatever, it's really just learning to trust, and it's learning to trust your own intuition or your own feelings. And it takes a while, but I completely encourage each and every one of you to keep developing your relationship with God, as you know, God, Goddess, or Universal Creator, and develop that relationship with your spirit guides and angels, please. It's very, very important. Okay. And I'll tell you one more thing, too. A long time ago when I started developing my relationship with my spirit guides, I had them tell me some really tough stuff, and I was going like, oh, my God, these must be bad angels because they're telling me bad stuff. And it's like, no, they were not bad angels or spirit guides. They were telling me tough stuff that was going to happen so it would prepare me to be able to deal with it. And what they told me did come to fruition. But I was, of course, then better prepared. All right, so let's see who we have next online. Hello, caller. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Patricia, and I'm calling from Alabama.
Hey. Welcome to the show, Patricia. What's on your mind?
I just want to ask, do my spirit guides have any messages for me?
Well, the very first thing I'm hearing, Patricia, I'm not sure if your mom is dead, but there is somebody on the other side that's saying she's your mother.
My grandmother. My mother is here.
Oh, there you go. And she's saying
yes.
Hello. And she's saying she
Hi,
loves you very,
Grandma.
Very much. Yeah.
Oh, I love her. I love her. I love you, Grandma.
Yeah, she
was
very
oh, I
fun,
love her.
Wasn't she?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Yes, ma'am.
She's beautiful.
Did she used to like to dance a little bit or just be really playful and fun?
Yes, and she used to love to plait my hair. I used to love for her to plait my hair. It's been about 40 years now, you know, since she's passed. But I can just remember those days. My mom, we would go over to her home, and I would just love to fall asleep right there on her leg while she plait my hair. Just plait it, Grandma, for, you know.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, you know, and I know you know this already, Patricia, but there's no time on the other side. So when people cross over, their spirit is still very much alive. And just that we miss them for this much time that's passed while we're conscious here on the earth plane in our earthly human bodies, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's all well.
Yeah.
I'm also hearing her say happy birthday. Now, I don't know if your birthday's been recent or just coming, but she's wishing a happy birthday to somebody. Do you know who that would be?
Well, mine is not into February, and mom is not into February. I'm not sure. I have to think about it.
I'm sure it'll come to you. When I hear the birthday wishes from people I'm talking to on the other side, it's normally like this is November, so it'll be October, November, or December normally. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And the other question is around your spirit guides and angels. I really get more of a, you are doing very, very well. You're going to be making some big changes that will be coming in probably within this next 3 to 6 months. And they're going to make you, I want to say, a lot happier. So,
yeah.
And you've got a powerful spirit in the first place, Patricia. So You are doing very well. You are supposed to be leading people. You are supposed to be guiding people. This is the work you are here to do. I hope that makes sense to you.
Yes. Oh, it does. Thank you. Thank you.
You're
so
welcome.
Much.
You're welcome. Yes,
many
ma'am. God
blessings.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Good
night.
Good night. See, Patricia is one lady that's definitely following her spiritual path. That's wonderful. Thank you for that, Patricia. All right, let's see who we have next online here. Hello, caller. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Hi, how are you? It's Rosemaria. It's been a little bit. From New Jersey.
Hey, Rosemaria.
How are you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm well. I'm well. What's on your mind?
A lot of confusion this past week to get anything done and to go straight through. So my friend, I got a hold of him twice, so if I didn't do it the way I had to do it, kind of the B word. So just
okay,
saying
okay.
To me. But,
people have upsets, right?
If I wasn't that way, but kind of a little chaos and talking and all that, so... I like to know, because now he knows I'm not coming back, because I need something done there, and I couldn't get it done, and I can't get it done here, so I'm going back and forth, and I said, just do it there. I just gave the paperwork what I need done, and just take it, and that's it, and I'll bring it back for me to here to sign.
You know,
Hopefully that works.
I see obstacles in front of you, and I don't know if that makes sense or not, but I see obstacles, and it also feels like, I at certain times where there's obstacles, I want to say that certain delays are designed by God. So long as you know that many times we'll get very frustrated by something when we're hoping that it's going to go quicker or why isn't it going along according to our time. But even in your prayers, when you ask for something, it many times may not come to you according to our time, but rather in God's time. So, and I explain it to people too. Let's say that you're in this race and suddenly you're coming to this ravine, right? And you're hoping to get way over there as soon as possible, but the bridge has not been built. And if you proceed, you're going to just crash your car into the ravine. So you really have to wait for this bridge to be built. And by the time the bridge is built, you've learned whatever lessons you're supposed to learn. You are definitely more prepared now. And then you will be able to get to the other side and get to your destination. So please be patient. All right. And good luck. Good luck, Rosemary, with that. All right, let's see who we have next online. Hello, caller. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Mary calling from New York.
Hey, welcome to the show, Mary. What's on your mind?
Oh, well, my financial situation is on my mind. I'm wondering if you see my Amazon business growing and if a partnership with a private label is going to work out. They're looking for somebody who is going to manage their Amazon business, and they are just waiting to get their legal name changed so that they can comply with Amazon's rules. And as far as other things that bring in revenue, I'm wondering if I should continue trading options or if it's just too risky and not worth it.
Well, first off, it feels like the Amazon stuff should be very successful for you. And again, I don't know what that takes for you, but it does feel like it's something that, it feels like that's probably going to be more of like a full-time job, if that makes sense to you. Does that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It feels very busy to me for you doing that work. And it feels also like you're supposed to have another helper or two, quite honestly, that will be helping you. The other side of the financial investment question, when I see that around you, it kind of feels very sparkly and kind of very like goldish to me. So even if you put part of that on the side, it still will reap its benefits to you. And
okay.
I do not believe that you're supposed to just let that go. So that might become more of a part-time venture while you're doing this other looks to be full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
And then that feels like that may grow into something even better and greater. And plus you have the tenacity and you have the wherewithal to make this happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's only one more thing here. You've got to watch out for a man that's going to be resistant to you somehow.
Huh.
And I'm not sure how he comes into the picture. A man that you're supposed to be working with.
Oh, maybe that's the private label partner. Because there's two of them, and one of them I met in person at a trade show in Vegas, and he and I really got along. And the partner is the one who is more business-minded. And I just met him over the phone yesterday. And I wonder if he's the one you're talking about.
Well, as long as he knows that you're good, I just know there's going to be somebody that's going to be resistant, Mary, so you do have to watch that. And I know that people will want you to work in their business with you. So that's what's really good here. All right. Good luck. And let me know what happens if you'd like. I love the feedback, you guys, all the time, just like that gal earlier today who said, you know, I told her she was going to go to Montana, and she goes, that's just ridiculous. So, and then she called me from Montana. I told you that probably about a month ago. Anyway, so if you're interested in getting a more in-depth, a fuller reading, again, these are just little tidbits here tonight on the show, you can reach me at area code 219-940-9292. Again, that number is 219-940-9292. Please check me out on coffeepsychic.com and give me a call. All right. Then we can go into a lot of questions, things at a much deeper level. All right, let's see who we have next online here.
Hello.
Hello, caller. Hi, who is this and where are you calling from?
Suzanne, Long Island.
Hey, Suzanne, how are you tonight?
Not that great. I just wonder, when the heck am I going to date somebody and somebody love me?
All right. Well, let's go here and let's take a look at that. All right, so you're looking for love, correct?
Yeah, I shouldn't keep looking. I think it should show up at one point.
Well, eventually, but quite honestly, I did a reading for this lady, and she asked me, she goes, Jorianne, when am I going to meet my soulmate? And I looked
at her. I've gone online, I've gone dancing. I mean, I can't keep going out all the time.
I told her 13 years. Oh, my God, that was the worst thing she could ever hear. But I said, I can't change it for you. We, as human beings, are not very patient all the time. But
I am patient. I've been divorced
later,
a long time.
She called me up, and she told me she met her soulmate, and they got married.
Okay.
So sometimes timing. So you're asking, when are you going to meet this person? And it really, so here's part of it, Suzanne. It feels like you may meet somebody. There might be some people, and I don't know if you consider yourself a little picky. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, we all should
be. Oh, not really. It's just these attitudes of these people, you know, like they're mean, or it's not being picky. They're just mean.
Well,
they
no,
don't
that's
have
not
time to date
you,
or don't want to date.
Well, no, you don't want to date them then. But
yeah.
I see a man here that looks very nice. He looks like he's, I don't know, he looks like he's more of a kind of like a meeker, milder gentleman guy. He's got dark hair. I'm not sure if he's Jewish. But he feels like he's a real sweetheart, and I know he's looking for somebody. And it almost feels like possibly within the next 6 months, but this gentleman looks very, very nice. The only thing is it's probably going to take a little longer for you guys to really get to know each other through the dating process. And, again, like I said, some people want to jump in right away and, you know, hasten the process. But you really need to get to know people, and then, you know, better off like that. All right, so good luck with that. You let me know. Again, he looks like a wonderful guy. I don't think he's got a complete head of hair, quite honestly, and some men are very handsome, balding, very handsome. And I think he might be in the area of accounting, but he looks like a very nice man and a very good catch. All right, good luck. All right, we want to make sure that we get everybody in here for the calls tonight. Hello, caller. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Stacy, and I'm calling from the New York, New Jersey area. How are you?
Hey, Stacy, I'm really well. How are you, ma'am?
Not bad at all.
Good. What's on your mind?
Okay, so I'm empathic, and
beautiful.
I'm starting to go, yes, it's a marvelous gift to have. It's a marvelous gift, and marvelous when we can help other people. Yes. And I hope one day to get to where you are and my gift to help other people.
Yes.
So my question is this to you. I'm going back to acting school this spring.
Sweet.
And I want to know, and I'm picking up energy around a reality TV show, and I'm not sure if it's in New Jersey or in the Atlanta, Georgia area.
Mm-hmm. So what's your question?
So do you see me auditioning for a reality TV show in the New Jersey area or the Atlanta area?
All right, so hang on. How does New Jersey feel? They actually both feel very good, Stacy.
Really? Which one?
Mm-hmm.
I like the Atlanta better. Which do you think would be better?
Well, I heard Atlanta, but I checked if it was New Jersey or Atlanta, and I'm getting a feedback that it's both. And the very first one that I heard was Atlanta. So that's good.
Ooh, that is good. All right, so I'm going to do a more in-depth reading with you so that I can get the ball rolling. Okay. So
there
I
you go.
Call
very
you.
Good, very good. Yep.
Thank you. Okay,
yep.
Bye.
All right, bye. Good luck. All right. All right, let's see who we have next online here. Hello, caller. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Tonetta. I'm calling from Philadelphia, PA.
Hey, Tonetta. Yes, ma'am. What's on your mind?
Okay, I would like to know, when do you see me and Christine getting married? She gave me the diamond engagement ring on Valentine's Day of this year, and I would like to know when we are going to be getting married.
Okay, and this is you and Christine?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Hey, I have to ask you, I could have this wrong, but did you guys run and have a problem with each other at one point or no?
Yes, me and her did, yes. But
yes.
We reconciled and everything's fine.
Very good, very good. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. Okay. Now, did she have a problem with her knee yet, honey, or did you? Any problems around the knees or the joints?
I'm having some pain with my left leg around the back of the knee.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I'm seeing trouble there. All right. This is Tonetta. Wow, it feels like you guys are going to be picking kind of feels more like around a holiday is where you guys may be picking like a date for your marriage.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys have thought about that yet, but I don't know why I'm even feeling June, but also feels around a holiday. So I don't know if it's Mother's Day, Father's Day, you know, that's, I think Mother's Day is in May. So watch for you guys picking a holiday. And it also feels like the possibility of a little bit of a theme-ish kind of wedding. So I don't know
okay.
what you guys are looking at. But
right.
it does
yeah.
feel like probably, I think you guys are getting married next year, honey, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. That's kind of what I've been feeling. I feel like it's sooner than later.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think you're waiting until 23 or 24. I mean, you guys could, but I don't think so. And then
right.
Are you guys supposed to be getting another car, one of you?
Well, she has an older car, and it's her deceased father's car, and it's on its last leg.
Beautiful. Yeah. Well, I see one of you guys getting another vehicle here.
Yeah, and my vehicle is starting to act up. Even though it's a newer vehicle, it's starting to give me some trouble, and I've been looking to get rid of it, but I'm having a hard time getting rid of it.
Yes, yeah. Well, hang in there. People are looking to buy more vehicles right now for sure. But you guys are
right.
Definitely going to have a very nice wedding. It looks lovely. I think you guys are really great partners for each other. So, and I think you guys have learned a lot from each other also. So I would positively hang in there and just keep loving each other like crazy, Tanetta, because that's really important. So congratulations to you guys. All right. We're going to see who's next online here. Hello, caller. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Lucy.
Nancy?
I'm calling from New York. Lucy. Lucy?
Lucy. Thanks, Lucy.
Yes. Calling from New York.
All right, New York. I love New York. I think I was there once, maybe twice, very long time ago. It's just a lovely, lovely state. All right, what's on your mind,
yes.
Lucy?
Love.
All right, so you're asking about your love relationship. I need to ask you, hasn't there been a man there that is still in love with you?
Well, there's a lot of men in love with me, but yeah, I have a very good friend. But I don't really,
well,
I want
to
have one.
I see a man sitting here wanting to be with you, to be quite honest with you.
Really?
Uh-huh. I kind of think he might be from your past. Yes. Yes, ma'am. Do you have an ex or an ex-boyfriend or somebody that has kind of been saying they want to get back with you?
I just got my ex-boyfriend / best friend. That's
oh, beautiful.
It.
He's your best friend? That's lovely.
Yes, but we are just friends. I want a person that likes exercising. He's going to give me a beautiful ring. He's going to marry me. Other stuff.
I've spoken about the book The Secret on this show many, many times. And the book The Secret teaches people how to manifest, the things that you want to create in your life. And then I also talk about candle magic. So there's a lot of different tools that I know that I've learned about for years. And I use them. It's one thing to learn about them. It's also another thing to actually put them into practice. So for you, Lucy, you know, it almost feels like this man that is your best friend, who truly loves you, by the way, if you did go with another man, it just feels like he'd be really, you know, upset or hurt or something like that. I don't know if he's expecting you to read, you know, for you to read his mind. I'm not sure. But for you to start, like, doing, let's say you do some candle magic prayers 2 weeks before the full moon, and you ask God to remove any and all negative energy that's getting in your way of finding your soulmate, that actually helps you move energy around and helps bringing forth your soulmate into your life, the one that you really want to be with. And the other part is you want to sit here and you want to visualize this wonderful man coming into your life. You want to visualize this man giving you the ring, you know, see you guys being exceedingly happy. And you would want somebody to be your best friend and soulmate and lover. So those would be the things to start visualizing. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, I have been doing that for a long time, but then...
Oh, beautiful.
I guess my best friend, I feel like I owe him you know.
You owe him?
Yeah. Yeah, like I owe him all the good things. But sometimes it's like he's a widow and then he lives with it too. Or like he has a son that practically never works. He's like 38 years old.
Oh, goodness.
And the other one is 35.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really work, and then they don't want nobody around him because
he's that's where when I do a psychic
them.
Reading, it's when I do a psychic mm-hmm. reading, Lucy, and the Three of Swords comes up. It's normally either an affair or interference going on in a relationship, and interference can also be, like you said, here he has his children that are interfering in your relationship with this man, unfortunately. So he would, as much as he loves you and wants to be with you, he'd kind of have to make a decision if he wants to move forward with you. So have you guys had those conversations at all?
For 18 years, 15 years?
I got you.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Everything that I tried
so
to help him.
Yeah, so to venture out then, I would still go ahead and do the candle magic. And if you are truly in love with this man and you think he's the one, then I would visualize seeing you and him together and his children maybe moving out and getting an apartment of their own together, you know, but visualizing you and he together in a relationship. That's the way I would go with this. Or asking God to bring you your true soulmate, somebody that can make you really happy right now. And then you'll have to see what God brings you.
Sure.
Okay? Do I
and
think you're going to be with
recommend.
Somebody 100%?
Yes. Yes. You don't recommend online dating, nothing like that. Just do the candle magic and go for it.
I think you
because
can do
already...
the online dating. I think you can do the online dating for sure. I would want you to be careful. There are some scam artists out there. I guess they're called catfishing or something.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you do the online dating and you know if anyone asks you for money or anything like that or asks you to buy stuff, you drop them immediately because those are scammers. They're always out there to compliment and stuff like that, but be careful. And you could definitely do the online dating. I just have such an impression of this man who wants to be with you. And that doesn't mean that he's going to rise to the occasion, but it might be worth having another conversation with him.
No, he gets very nice. He talks to his family. He's very attached to his father, his sons, his daughter, brothers. He's very attached to his family.
I think you're probably going to have two men that will be interested in you at one time, and then you will just have to make up your mind. But I do see a Hispanic man from Texas coming in around you, and I don't know if that's your best friend or not, but watch for a gentleman. He looks like he comes in. To me, he looks like he's coming in from Texas. That's what it looks like. And he is Hispanic, and he looks very handsome. So if you want to give me some feedback, give me a call. Let me know. Let me know what happens. All right. Good luck, Lucy. Thank you so much. All right. We have another caller here. Hello, caller. Who is this, and where are you calling from? Hello? Are you there? All right. Well, we're gonna take a little break here. Some people will call in, and they will wait and just listen to the show. So let's just take a little break here, and we'll be right back.
Smell good ground coffee. That's Maxwell House coffee. Listen to the sound of the Maxwell House coffee pot at work. Thank you. taste as good as it smells because it's good ground Maxwell House. Maxwell House coffee is good to the last drop. Enjoy the rich, fresh taste of Maxwell House coffee. The ground coffee that tastes as good as it smells every time. Maxwell House.
A little break there. We'll see if this person is, nope, they hung up. All right. You know, I want to tell you guys that, so I do the psychic readings, and the way I do the psychic readings is I'm called the coffee psychic because I actually use a regular cup of coffee as though it's a crystal ball. So that's called the art of scrying. I learned how to do this years and years and years ago. I seriously used to drink 30 to 40 cups of coffee a day, and I haven't had an issue with people telling people that I had a head injury when I was younger. That's one of the ways that I had developed my psychic abilities, or I think how they actually started. I got hit in the head with a bat from a little boy that I had a crush on. I was about 7 years old, and kids are silly, and of course kids just do silly things, so I don't hold any grudges against this young man. It altered my brain. And I was able to start seeing things and hearing things before they'd happen. I'd hear the spirits talking to me, and I'd see things. Some were cool, and some were kind of scary, especially when you see spirits hanging around the second floor of your house outside your bedroom window. That was kind of cool. And we also had a resident ghost called Sparky that lived in our house. That was kind of fun. So that's some of my early beginnings around the psychic field. But I learned how to read the coffee because I used to drink so much coffee, because when I was on the medication, it really sedated me. Anyone that's had a head injury knows that if you've got to be on medication, it sedates you, that kind of brain medication. It's to protect your brain. And my parents used to drink coffee a lot, so I learned that drinking coffee kind of woke me up. So it really developed into a very delicious, I love caffeine. And so it turned into quite a habit. And one day, my sister-in-law's cousin, her name is Rosa, she was also very psychic. We got together to discuss different forms of picking up information psychically. And she showed me that in the Hispanic culture, they would take a black cup of coffee and they would pour cream into it. And when they poured cream into it, it would show up as pictures and images at the top of the coffee. Now, she only had to show me once, everybody. So when she showed me this, I was so enthralled with the fact that I could see pictures, seeing that I used to drink as much coffee as I did every day. I was just doing it every time I put cream in my coffee. And I just got very, very good at it. So that's why I'm called the coffee psychic. Now, I also started seeing energy around people's bodies. So that's why I say I also scan the energy field. So I scan your energy. Now, whether this is by phone or in person, when I'm looking at people or I'm delving into your energy field during a reading, some people can actually feel it from even, you know, across the airwaves. But I start getting images. I start seeing pictures. I literally might see trees behind you. I might, you know, as I told the other gal earlier, about a month or so ago, a couple weeks ago, that I saw her in Montana. That's because I literally will start getting images in my head, what's called the mind screen or the third eye, but also around people's energy fields. I do psychic house parties all the time. So if anyone's interested in also having a psychic house party, you can call me at 219-940-9292 to set up a psychic house party or even a corporate event. But anyway, I was reading this one woman, and I saw her energy field, her aura, glowing green and gold around her body. Now, there are many times where I'm sitting here, and, you know, I'm so blessed to be able to do this, the psychic work for everybody, but I still get astounded, and I get so shocked and surprised by the things that I'm allowed to see. And what a blessing. Anyway, so she was glowing green and gold, and I was so stunned. I just said to her, I said, "You are never going to want for a day again for a dollar in your life." I said, "You are just going to be rich." And we talked about Vegas. Well, she didn't call me back, but her friend did. And it was 4 months later that her friend told me that she had gone to Vegas and she won $12.5 million. So just amazing. So, you know, I read the coffee. I scan the energy field. I'm also a trance medium. And so many times while I'm reading you, you may have some dead relatives that just walk up. Like earlier on the show with one of the gals here, her grandmother came in. Now, I couldn't tell right away if it was her mom or her grandmother, but it was just this wonderful, wonderful older woman, just, oh, my God, so full of life and very fun and loving and just watching over her. So, and again, there is no time on the other side, so when people come in that have crossed over, it's their soul. You know, the human body passes away. The soul never dies. So they come in, they watch over you, they're letting you know that they're okay, or if they have any messages, like they're forewarning you of something, they will tell that too. I also read the tarot cards. I learned how to do that years and years and years ago, and I'm still learning. I learn more information all the time, and then I'm a medical intuitive also. So many times I will go in, and I start getting information, and the spirits will show me things about people's bodies. It's either the spirits are telling me or I will feel it within my own body, as my body many times will mirror your body. I tell people I'm not 100%, but I've got probably about a 75 to 85% accuracy level. I was doing a seance this one time, and I do seances all the time as well, and I had this one young lady saying that she wanted to ask for her brother. Well, her brother came in all right, and he said, "Honey, you got to go home and tell Daddy right away. If he doesn't get to the hospital, he's going to die of a heart attack." And it was such a very straight, clear message coming right from her brother who died that she went home and told her father, and they literally went to the hospital, and they proceeded to do a triple bypass on this man. Because that's just what it was. The brother was coming through, and he was very serious about helping his dad stay alive. So it's really interesting when I do these psychic readings. I have no idea what I'm going to pick up on you. I have no idea who's going to come in you know, come in for you. And because it is past, present, and future information that I pick up, I say that people either give me feedback in the moment up to 25 years in the future. People have come back to me and said, Jorianne, I had a reading from you 25 years ago, and all of the things that you said finally came true. Now, I can't say that's going to be for every single person, but I do know that the information comes through, and I, too, will sit here, and I kind of have to separate myself so I can just be a very clear listener and give you direct and straight information. So I always, always, always want it to be something that you guys are looking for and hoping for. On the other side of that, though, I do believe that when I've taught the psychic development classes, I teach people that you want to tell the information as it comes through, because to be forewarned is to be forearmed. So if something happens, just like I said earlier, when my spirit guides, when I was first developing a relationship with my spirit guides and angels, the spirit guides had said, you know, something bad was going to happen. I mistook it for, it's like, what, were they bad spirits? No, they weren't. But they were telling me the information straight up, exactly how I needed to hear it. So this way I learned how to be prepared. I learned that if the spirits had said something is going to happen, then I could go like, okay, something's going to happen, and now I know about it ahead of time. So, you know, there's so many wonderful things in the spiritual field, and each and every one of us, I believe, are born psychic. So because you're born with these wonderful psychic gifts, you want to learn how to tap into them yourselves. Develop your relationship, your stronger relationship with God. Ask your spirit guides and angels to come in and help you. I also tell people that when you're hearing a name, ask your spirit guides and angels, what are their names? And then when you hear it, then you can start asking them to start showing themselves. You know, how can you tell for sure that your spirit guide's name is Jim? Well, you might start seeing somebody over at the store, a cashier, and his name is Jim. Or you might secondly start looking at license plates that are suddenly in front of you and with the name Jim or James on it. That's your spirit guides telling you that, yes, that's them. Then when that happens, you're going to want to start talking to them. And you can say things like, if you're in Walmart, you can say, hey, Jim, would you please get me a parking spot really close to the door? You have to learn to calm your mind down, and then you have to learn how to listen. So always ask the question, calm your mind down then, and then listen for the answer. And I've already had it when my spirit guides will tell me, Jorianne, go down this aisle. And I'll go down that aisle, and I'll sit there, and I'm like, okay, guys, what's going on? And I'll wait for another couple of minutes. I'm going like, am I mishearing this or what? And then a car will pull out. So it's really you learning how to listen. Listen to your spiritual guidance. Ask questions. Talk to your spirit guides. Talk to God. Ask for help. Trust. Trust and discernment. Hey, everyone. This is a whole hour that has gone by so quickly. I just want to say thank you all for joining. And I love you. Please come back next week. This is Jorianne the Coffee Psychic with Your Psychic Connection Record Talk Radio. You can call me at 219-940-9292. Also check me out at coffeepsychic.com. See you next week, everyone. Good night.